youngest woman to reach a Grand Slam final since a 17-year-old Maria Sharapova reached the Wimbledon final in 2004. And she's the youngest American to reach a major final since a 17-year-old Serena Williams reached the 1999 U.S. Open. Odd story that just popped into my head about Maria Sharapova. First, one time at one of those like Thanksgiving tournaments at Madison Square Garden, I was the Tiger beat writer. The Tigers were playing in it. And we were staying at a hotel that I never liked, but it was a really nice hotel. I just didn't like it because it was a little east of everything that you think of when you think of New York City. It was like on Lexington Ave instead of like 6th Ave or 7th Ave or 8th Ave or whatever. But it was a really nice hotel. One morning they had like a breakfast, you know, breakfast area, like really nice, but like buffet style breakfast. And guess who's in line getting breakfast with us? Maria Sharapova.
How about that? Did you say hey?
I did not.
Yeah.
I didn't.
It's okay.
I didn't feel, it felt inappropriate to bother her.
Sure.
She was just trying to get some eggs, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
One of my bosses at CBS like lives next door to a doctor who, you know, does ACL surgeries and ankle surgeries, like works with a lot of athletes. Like, you know, Yankees pitcher needs Tommy John. This guy might do the surgery. And him and my boss were talking one time and said that the most perfectly built athlete he's ever done surgery on, the most perfect, like if you were to just like try to design the perfect athletic body, it's Maria Sharapova.
Okay.
This guy's done football players, basketball players, the whole deal.
It's random.
He said this doctor told him that in terms of just being built perfectly, like if you were trying to build a perfect athlete, Maria Sharapova is who you would build.
Okay.
That's what I said.
Good
I said,
to know.
You know, if you go back and look at her, she looks perfect.
Of course, she's fit, yeah.
Yeah, she's fit, you know? But it wasn't even just, like, in shape. It was, like, her bone structure.
Right.
The way her body is put together is the most perfect athletic body he's ever seen. And he wasn't trying to be weird about it. He was talking strictly as a doctor, you know? Because I know that might come off as weird, like creepy. He wasn't trying to be creepy. He was like, if you were making an athlete in a, you know, wherever you would make athletes, if that were possible. And it might be, you know, I don't even know where we're at with technology. But if you were trying to make a perfect athletic body, Maria Sharapova's body is the perfect athletic body.
That?
Anyway, that's got nothing to do with what I'm actually talking about. Coco Gauff.
Yeah.
She's in a Grand Slam final. And did you see what she did? She wrote on the camera after the match was over, end gun violence.
Oh, cool.
So she used that stage to try to make a point. What did you think I was going to say?
I thought you were going to say she got upset because her opponent was grunting too loud, and so she went and like told the official that she's got to stop.
No, she didn't seem upset about anything. In fact, that's one of her great qualities. She seems unbothered.
She's bothered by that.
Even at 18 years old. She's cool under pressure.
Yeah.
And so she's got a chance to make history, and she used her platform to try to make a point a week after 19 children and two teachers were gunned down in Texas, and a day after another mass shooting in Tulsa, Oklahoma, yesterday, four people shot and killed, including two doctors. On that note, President Biden is going to speak to the nation tonight about gun violence at 6:30. Mm-hmm. So it continues to be a topic of conversation in this country, which is great. It should
it
be a topic
to be.
Of conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I'd love to never have to talk about it again because it didn't happen very often in this country, but unfortunately, that's not the country we live in. That's other countries. That's not the country we live in. So Coco Gauff making a point in Paris, and President Biden scheduled to speak tonight. Jeff Calkins is up next.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resort properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager, Tennessee only. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
This press conference is to let everyone know after years of searching, we finally found it.
What? Aliens?
Is it Bigfoot?
We found reliable and affordable 5G home internet that runs on T-Mobile's wireless network. And it's just $30 a month for families with Magenta Max.
But don't internet providers always jack up your price after 1 year?
Others might, but T-Mobile has no price hikes.
What about termination fees?
They'll pay off up to $500 in termination fees if you break up with your provider.
That's incredible.
Wait, so no Bigfoot?
Welcome to Internet Freedom. Switch to T-Mobile 5G home internet for just $30 a month with autopay and 50% off YouTube TV for a year with a Wireless Max family plan.
5G availability limited. 4G options also available. Qualified accounts include regulatory fees and price. $5 more per month without autopay. Keep your monthly rate for current qualified data service. Exclusions apply. Up to $500 via virtual prepaid card for termination fee payoff. Allow 8 weeks. See T-Mobile.com/Wi-Fi for YouTube and other offer details. Cancel anytime.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
We buy any car. We buy any car. We buy any car. Any. We buy any car. Any make, any model, any age, any price from $50 to $100,000. We buy any car. We buy any car. Any. We buy any car. Sell your car the easy way. Go online and sell it today. We buy any car. Any. Find out how much your car's worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Listen up, people. Your first bet with the Caesars Sportsbook app? It's risk-free, up to $1,500. Download the app and use promo code RADIO15 and then place your first bet. If you win, congrats. If not, you'll get your wager back as a free bet.
Must be 21 and physically present in Tennessee. New users only. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Paid as a single bet credit. Must be used within 14 days. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Caesars Sportsbook. Download.
Regions Bank presents Live at the Garden 2022 at the beautiful Memphis Botanic Garden. Saturday, June 11th, Live at the Garden welcomes Steely Dan.
Are you reeling in the years? Snowing away the time.
Don't miss Steely Dan, Live at the Garden.
Hey, come back to you.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. More info at RadianceAmp.com. Also presented by Duncan Williams Investment Bankers, AutoZone, Gossett Motors, True Green, The Lilly Company, Pro Show, and Mahaffey Events.
guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Debbie Manfian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous, GP.
What makes you so fabulous today?
I just made that up. I'm not really fabulous. I'm fine.
I'm fine, too. I mean, I'm somewhere between fine and fabulous myself.
Yes.
I heard you going through the new Penny Hardaway restaurant menu earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
You made me chuckle. I thought those were pretty good. I didn't expect to laugh. I didn't expect to laugh at them, but I found myself actually laughing.
Yeah, well, I'm actually writing it as a column. sometimes you try out your best material on the radio, and then you turn it into a column. If you people promise me you'll still go read the column, which has much more to it, I'll tell you some of the items. You ready, GP? You know what's on the Penny Hardaway nitty-gritty upscale Southern Fair menu?
Oh, please tell me.
Well, for starters, you'll be having the Alex Lomax, whether you like it or not.
That's the one that made me laugh.
Yeah, right, exactly. You know, the Tyler Lomax is really good if it's hot.
Tyler Harris.
DeAndre Williams, you know, it's a steak and it's aged. The James Wiseman looks excellent, but it was only on the menu for a limited time. Here's the problem with the Imani Bates. It doesn't go well with anything. Pretty good, right? That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Yeah. You know what kind of ribs the Lester Canone's ribs are, though, right?
Yeah, short ribs.
Short. Yeah, they're short, of course. Any guesses as kind of what kind of wine you pair with the Landers Nolly?
I'm not sure.
No, you don't get wine with Landers Nolly. You get shots.
Very nice. I can't tell if this is actually funny or just two old guys laughing at each other.
We do the best you can. You know, we do the best you can. Yeah, so I thought some of them were actually pretty good. Like I was trying to think of them, and if I didn't have about five or six that worked, I wouldn't have mentioned it. But I think five or six of them worked. The new one, I didn't have it this morning. The new one was the Imani Bates doesn't go well with anything.
Yeah, that's good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
If anyone has any more, if you can, between now and in 20 minutes from now, if you give me anything else that should be on the menu of the sort that we're talking about, I'll include it in the column. Well, I'm not proud, you know. I'm writing the column right now. I go on to talk about other great or not so great restaurants that we've had, celebrity restaurants that we've had in the past, in this column that I'm writing right now. The one that's obviously lasted the longest is B.B. King's, if you count that as a restaurant, and it's not, right?
It's a bar.
It's a bar. It's a club, right? That opened in 1991. So that one certainly has stood the test of time. Jerry Lawler's is still going strong, right? I've never been. Have you ever been?
I've never been.
Never been. But it's still going strong. So there you go. The Elvis Presley restaurant closed. It's funny, that restaurant closed in like, it seemed to me like it must have closed 8 years ago or something. Do you remember Elvis Presley?
Oh, like I had a lot of great times at Elvis Presley's.
Really?
Yes.
Was it more a club or a restaurant?
It was more of a bar scene. I don't know that it was a club as much as a bar scene. But my buddy Jason D. Williams used to have his George Klein. The late, great George Klein would have his Christmas show there every year, and Jason D would play it, I believe every year. I went plenty of times. And there was one time we were there, and we were sort of like in a private room at Elvis Presley's where they had like a pool table that belonged to Elvis. And it was like the VIP room, and somehow I was in it. And Priscilla Lisa Marie were also in it, which was kind of cool.
Oh, that is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Well, they're not in it anymore because it closed. Yeah. It closed in like, I forget if it's 2003 or 2006, but that's how long ago. Like,
what have they done with that building? Is it anything?
I don't know.
Where was it?
It's like perfectly
right
located.
Yeah. It's right near Blue City, right?
God, isn't I don't, it? It has been so long since I've been downtown.
Okay, so forget
but,
about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but anyway, it's right there. I mean, it's a great location. like a street over maybe from the saucer, but like on the...
That's not where they put the Hard Rock in the Memphis Music Hall of Fame, is it?
No, I don't think so. Like if you were walking from the saucer to FedEx Forum, you might have to pass by Elvis Presley, something like that.
Shane Battier had a restaurant briefly. It was called Shane Battier's Prime Minister's... It wasn't Shane Battier's. It was called Prime Minister's Steaks. That's it. It's called. It did not have Shane Battier's name on it. I have. You can still. I found it online. But and I went to the when they introduced the concept, but I never didn't create a ripple. And then I think probably the one that's the most that people remember the most is Cal's Championship Steakhouse, which is where they had the radio show and stuff. Cal's radio show and stuff in the hotel over there by the Racquet Club. It was, in the end, it was a hotel bar. Yeah, I mean, it was a hotel restaurant. It was your typical hotel restaurant with Cal's name on it. And I went back and I read a Frederick Keppel review of it in the CA. He gave it a half star.
Oh, God.
He gave it a half star. Why was the 14-ounce center-cut ribeye steak we ordered tough and flavorless? Why were veal medallions equally flavorless and tough? He said the creme brulee, quote, had all the texture and taste of vanilla pudding. And the service? There's casual dining and there's living in a frat house, he wrote. People don't write like that about restaurants anymore because restaurants are advertisers, among other things. Also, you know what? They're local. You know, there were a lot of restaurants here, particularly the ones that we review, there tend to be someone that livelihood and so it's the old if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. That's the way that food reviewers in Memphis tend to operate now. You can read and you get a sense if a place is spectacular or if it's the service needs a little brushing up or something or whatever. But Frederick used to savage people and at restaurants and food reviewers don't really do that anymore, but he gave Cal's Championship Steakhouse a half star.
Yeah, like I get asked often, I'll just be looking at Twitter and somebody will be like, hey, GP, coming to Memphis next week, give me some food recommendations. And outside of like Folks Folly or Memphis Barbecue Company or Stacks or any other restaurant that's like a part of this show, I just don't even get into it because I don't know. I don't want to offend any of my sponsors. I don't want to eliminate any possible future sponsors. So I just, I don't even answer those questions too often. And so it makes sense.
Oh, come on. If someone asks you off air, though, a friend, you'll come.
Oh, of course. Right? Yes. But yeah. I won't respond to a tweet.
No.
Yeah. If somebody, by the way, a lot of people are saying Hard Rock is now at the
in the Memphis Music Hall of Fame.
All right. You ready for this?
Created by John Doyle, my father.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay, Big Bet Bennett.
What's the question?
At Elvis Presley's, it is now...
the Hard Rock?
Yeah, it's now the Hard Rock. And Charles just tweets
well,
me.
Well, it's three different... It's the Hard Rock, it's the Memphis Music Hall of Fame, and it's Lansky's.
Okay.
They're all in that building.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
How about this? So what you're telling me is there's a Hard Rock in downtown Memphis right now?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
There's been a Hard Rock for a while.
I don't remember knowing that. I don't go downtown.
Yeah, I went to the Hard Rock when it's been there for a long time because the only time I've been to the Hard Rock was when the Memphis Maniacs were introduced, and there was a press conference at the Hard Rock. And so it's as old as the Memphis Maniacs.
No, not in this place, is it?
Maybe it's not in this place.
No. I think there was a Hard Rock years ago, but it came back.
It came back and
there
went to
Hard
Elvis Presley.
On the south side of Beale years ago. That's not the one we're talking about. Okay.
Yeah, I had no idea there was a Hard Rock downtown.
Like, it's legit, too.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Go get you some food at the Hard Rock, then go upstairs, take a tour of the museum. It's great.
Okay, Big Bet Bennett. Maybe we'll do that sometime.
Mm-hmm. Little Memphis tourism note there.
I don't get out too much these days, you know?
Uh-huh. Fun little day.
I don't even know what's going on anymore. I don't go anywhere.
Let me know if you need some tickets.
You say that. You went to the movies just this weekend.
Yeah, I went to the movies. That was rare for me, though. Do you know this is how wild our country has gotten and how wild my mind has gotten. There was this sort of weird guy walking around the lobby of the movie theater when we were there. And he like...
And you thought, you wondered whether he was going
to
shoot at the movie.
Yes, I swear to God, that popped into my head. Like, why?
It's happened three times in the last 2 weeks, you know? So...
Like, it wasn't the type of...
It doesn't seem bizarre that people would wonder that now.
It wasn't to the point where I was like gathering my family and saying maybe we need to get out of here, but it like popped into my head. Like, is this guy going to shoot up the theater? It's crazy that that pops into my head.
Yes, it is crazy that pops into your head. Well, as Fishman said on my show, it's crazy that we have money in the federal budget for rebuilding schools that are shot up. Like, how about that? That's freaking insane.
We won't do anything to try to prevent these things from happening, but we will put money in the budget to rebuild schools when we know it's going to happen.
If you want to tear down and rebuild schools, there is evidently money for that.
Charles chimes in on Twitter, says he was a bartender at Elvis Presley's the year Priscilla and Lisa Marie were there for George Klein's Christmas gig. So that confirms I wasn't just making that up. It actually happened.
Well, I didn't think you were just making that. I didn't think you were just making that up. But there you go. How about that?
Well, yeah, I have these memories of things.
I wonder why it didn't make it. Why didn't Elvis Presley's make it? Was it full when you went in there? Was it popping?
I mean, I didn't go in there often, but I was there for George Klein's thing, and it was always full.
It's a big building. It's a big building. I mean, there's three tenants in it right now, and that was just one tenant. So, yeah, I that could be one of the reasons.
Okay, everybody's given us a history of Downtown Memphis now.
Okay, ahead,
Lauren says on Twitter, original Hard Rock in Memphis used to be where Tin Roof is now. And it is subsequently
now it is subsequently
moved to where Elvis Presley's used to be. I swear to God, if you would have asked me 20 minutes ago, is there a Hard Rock in downtown Memphis, I would have said, I don't think so.
I knew there was.
I remember that Hard Rock.
The old one, but I wasn't aware that it moved.
I can't keep up with stuff anymore. Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, I don't really go anywhere. I go to the golf course. That's it. I come here in the golf course, in the airport.
Those aren't bad places.
No, those aren't bad places.
They had like a big rock festival at that Hard Rock, and yeah, of course that makes sense. Hard Rock, but it was like it was really weird. It's called the Scion Rock Festival. It was in downtown Memphis at all those bars. You had a bunch of big bands come. It was wild.
What big bands were coming to the Scion Rock Festival?
I mean, you had a bunch of like heavy metal bands. It's like Corrosion of Conformity, the Melvins. I saw Negative Approach at that Hard Rock.
Negative Approach?
It's this old punk band. Like, yeah, some people know them. Listen, yeah, but it was like a big deal. They had a bunch of like Scion cars on Beale Street. I know some people out there remember Scion Rockfest.
I'd love to have a band called Negative Approach.
Yeah, you should check them out. We'll play them as their return.
That's my entire, theme for column writing. You know?
I love like heavy metal band names. They're outrageous sometimes.
Yeah.
That's another thing I ain't really listened to in a long time is heavy metal or death metal.
What I want to know is, has anyone come up with a new dish that I can put on my menu?
I haven't seen it.
Nothing. I got all the good ones.
We need a Rasheed Wallace dish.
I've been trying to think this whole segment.
Surely there could be a
Rasheed Wallace dish. Right. He's a consultant to the restaurant.
He's an off-site consultant. Rasheed Wallace is an off-site consultant.
You ever see Rasheed Wallace here? No, he's an off-site consultant. Right. Exactly.
What else is there? Who else? I'm looking at the roster.
Should have been a Larry Brown joke in there somewhere. You could use really any player who's been on the roster.
Got to be a Lawson joke.
What did he say when he left? What was the Diedrich?
F. Tubby Smith.
That doesn't work as a joke. And he was a passenger guy. So it's got to be a Penny Hardaway. It's got to be a player.
Well, they got two Lawsons on the team right now.
I know, but when KJ, I can't be using a KJ Lawson insult. Like, I can't be using that for a,
What if all the servers end up being the Lawsons? It's nothing but Lawson brothers as servers.
Right, as servers. But, I mean, I do expect that there will be a lot of staff turnover at the restaurant. You can imagine that, right? There will be a lot of staff turnover.
Yeah, you won't get the...
Here's what's actually true. This is true. Okay. And I thought of this. So I called Jennifer Biggs, and I said, because she got a copy of the menu for this place. And one of the things that it has is it, instead of having shrimp and grits, it has a build-your-own-grits thing. So you can have... there's five kinds of grits, and then there's proteins, and then there's garnishes, and then your butter, which is like your flavoring at the top, right? And I'm thinking, isn't it just like Penny Hardaway? So you can go in there, and whatever your whim is that night, you can throw it together, and that's your shrimp and grits. See, he can't just have one menu for shrimp and grits. He's going to, you know, tonight, this is what I'm feeling like. And anyone who has watched him coach basketball, certainly early in the season, is familiar with this concept.
Yeah, you can't just enjoy three courses. You have to have 11.
Right. Exactly.
You have to have 11 courses.
Yeah, tonight I'm going to start
some
with
of
this.
Which,
tonight,
some of which don't fit
garlic,
together at all.
I want the whole grain grits with the shrimp and the butter and the say whatever. And then tomorrow night you're going to have something completely different. It really stands to reason. I'm like, oh, I get this. Can't settle on one kind of shrimp and grits, Penny. It's called shrimp and grits. How complicated can it be? Everybody else just serves shrimp and grits. You got to mix it up every single night.
So will this place exist in 5 years?
I actually think it's promising because, well, okay, there's a couple reasons why sporting restaurants don't work, right? And there's some that do. Like Don Shula's is still steakhouse, still works, right?
I tell you what, Joe Madden had one just outside of Wrigley. Like, like left field of Wrigley that we went to a few years ago, and it was actually good. Like, the food was good.
Now, I wonder if it's still there.
I don't think it's there because he got fired. Yeah, because he got pushed out or whatever. Yeah.
So the reason that athlete restaurants go away is you get traded or fired or whatever else, right? So, and so that would be one. Like, Vince Young used to have a steakhouse. And I don't in Austin, and I didn't Google it, but I can't imagine it's still there, right? The Vince Young is still there, so that would be one reason why these things don't last. The truth of the matter is, Calipari's championship steaks might still be there if he were still here, right? It was not. Frederick Keppel may not have liked it, but it was in business, and it, you know, other people evidently liked it, and so Penny, you know, he's not going to go to the NBA, so. And if he, well, I guess he could. He went to Florida with Orlando. But Penny will always be a fixture here. And so you could conceivably always have a Penny Hardaway's restaurant here. Secondly, the location's fantastic, right? And it's in the Westin right across from FedEx Forum. So the location is fantastic. And then I do think, like from what I've seen in the menu, there's no prices on it. It's just like, you know, it's not unlike James Wiseman that way. The price is hidden, but it looks like an excellent menu, and it's kind of a nice story. The people who are going to be operating it, they're from Atlanta, I think. It's a woman, so it's an African American owned, female owned place, and they actually started doing dining at HBCUs around, you know, and now they've sort of then moved into fine dining. This is going to be their first real fine dining concept, and Penny embraced it. And so it's not just like, you know, we got another O'Charley's we're going to stick in here. This is their first effort to really do this kind of thing. So I think they're going to be motivated to make sure it's spectacular. So I think it's a lot like coaches. If you're going to tell me any NBA coach, are they going to be there in 5 years? You'd almost bet no, because none of them are. And I think pretty safe with restaurants to bet no, because a lot of them go away. But I give this one a better chance than most athlete connected restaurants.
Had you ever gone to the place that holds that space now?
I've been in that Westin place. Yeah.
Yeah, I have too.
Me too.
I've had lunch and dinner there.
I've been there. You meet with the Grizzlies people there. You know, right. I've had coffee and whatever with Grizzlies people there. That's really the only circumstance I've ever been there.
Yeah, I've been there several times. It's always fine.
Yeah, and if it's really good, I mean, it's certainly going to have traffic there, and I think it's doing his radio show and is going to be from there as well. And so that'll certainly, you know, Monday nights, whatever night that is, I think that'll bring some people in anyway to introduce them to it. So, I give it a reasonable shot, yeah.
All right. Look forward to the column. We'll read it at dailymemphian.com.
Yeah, you've heard it. You've heard it. But read it anyway.
Yeah, we'll read it again. We'll all laugh together again.
Yeah, exactly. GGP. Do you have anything else?
I was going to say, on the basketball side of things, you had a column last night on Lester Quinones leaving the University of Memphis. He's going to remain in the NBA draft for better or worse. I'm not sure he'll get picked, but I am sure he'll make a paycheck playing basketball somewhere next season, and he feels comfortable with the decision, so I'll feel comfortable for him. But it is a blow to the basketball program. No denying that, is there?
There is no denying it is a blow to the basketball program. And you do wonder, if looking back at it, if you would want, particularly Landers, honestly, and I understand Landers had, you know, some chemistry, there may have been some issues along the way, but you look at the shooters that they're missing, with Tyler gone, with Landers gone, with Lester gone, you know, Amani not coming back, he wasn't an effective shooter, but there could have been some hope for that. And right now, you know, there's Kendrick and nobody. So, I don't know. You tell me, how good's the kid from North Carolina who's in the portal who they're thinking about getting?
I think he's better than he looked as a sophomore at North Carolina because his minutes got slashed. But I don't think he's as good as Lester Quinones. Like, if you told me I could have Lester Quinones next season or Kerwin Walton, I would want Lester Quinones. But the thing that, and I tried to explain this a little bit in the opening segment, if you just, like, do nothing but look at Kerwin Walton's stats, you go, okay, sub-100 recruit coming out of high school, played about 21 minutes per game, started a lot of games as a freshman, and averaged, like, 8 points per game. Like, that's pretty good freshman year at a place like North Carolina for a sub-100 recruit. Oh, my God. Then he barely played, barely scored, barely did anything as a sophomore. He must have got worse or something. I don't think that's what happened at all. At North Carolina, at some point in the season, Hubert Davis decided we're getting, because they were playing a two-guard lineup with largely, and this is what they did in Kerwin Walton's freshman year. They played a two-guard lineup with Caleb Love and Kerwin Walton, and Caleb Love was the point guard, and Kerwin Walton was the two-guard. Well, Hubert Davis, I think wisely, decided at some point in this past season, Caleb Love is not a point guard. He's a scorer and a shooter, and having the ball in his hands all the time is not we're not moving the ball. We're not good offensively. This is a problem. So he decided to move Caleb Love off the ball and use a real point guard at point guard, and that was R.J. Davis. So when you move R.J. Davis into the point guard role and you move Caleb Love off the ball and you want Leaky Black to be your big, athletic, you know, switchable wing, well, then you're gonna play your starters heavy minutes. There's nowhere for Kerwin Walton to play. That's what happened. He didn't stop. In other words, he didn't stop playing because he was terrible, as much as he stopped playing because Hubert Davis said, "We need a real point guard, and then we got to move Caleb Love off the ball, and I want Leaky Black to be my three, and so where do you put Kerwin Walton?" That's what happened to him.
Right. Now, mind you, if he were terrific, he still would have found a place for him.
Well,
right?
if he were better than Caleb Love, but like Caleb Love is a you know, possible pro. Like Caleb Love might be a preseason All-American. So once they went with a traditional point guard at the one, and he's not better than Caleb Love, and he's not as valuable as Leaky Black, at that point there's nowhere for him to play. And that it's a little bit like Walker Kessler, was at North Carolina his freshman year. They had Garrison Brooks. They had Armando Bacot. They had the other big who was a one-and-done, Dayron Sharp. Like, Walker Kessler is clearly awesome, might be a first-round pick this year. He was an All-American-level guy at Auburn this past season. There was just nowhere for him to play at North Carolina. And that's a little bit like what happened to a lesser degree to Kerwin Walton. So I wouldn't, if you're a Memphis fan trying to get excited, focus on that, what he was as a freshman and why he didn't play as much as a sophomore. And maybe he can come to Memphis, if he does indeed come to Memphis, and you know, start beside Kendrick Davis and be a meaningful player. But I'd be surprised if he's better than what Lester Quinones was for Memphis this past season, which means the roster has been downgraded a little bit.
Well, and it also, the truth of the matter is, even if you get him, you're still kind of shy on wings, right? I mean, you're still like who else are you starting? So, or who's in the rotation. So, yeah. But you know what? It's interesting. Like, I was hearing Jason talk about, you know, getting over the hump. And it's true. If you are looking at, well, last year we came close and, you know, now we want to beat Houston and take down. I sort of think of this year, given everything that they have had to cope with, given the recruiting challenges that have come with the IARP, I sort of have looked at this as a hold steady year, you know, it has not. I don't know, and maybe I'm not giving enough credit. I haven't sort of thought of this coming year as a year when they build on what they did last year and go further. I think of it as a year where, okay, you know, we lost a lot, and we're dealing with a lot, and let's not have the bottom fall out. Let's be entertaining. If we can make the tournament, let's make the tournament, and that would be a successful season.
I think so, and that's why making the tournament last season was so important.
Huge.
Because if you didn't make the tournament last season and then you just had another whatever year this season, it'd be like, all right, man, is this ever going to happen? Like, making the tournament and winning a game last season, I don't want to say it bought Penny time because I don't know that he needed time bought, but it really takes a lot of pressure off of what's going to happen next season. Now, that's an easy thing to say in June. You get to January and they're really struggling, then, you know, the conversation will be what the conversation is. But I really think he goes into this season with Memphis fans thinking, let's just get this IARP behind us. Let's have an entertaining year. You know, yeah, make the NCAA tournament, and that's good enough, and we'll get back to trying to compete for national championships, you know, so to speak, you know, maybe the year after that. We'll see.
That's how I sort of think about it, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, Jeff Coggins, I'll see you later. Bye-bye. The NBA Finals are here, and so is your chance to score big on FanDuel Sportsbook. Throughout the NBA Finals, FanDuel is giving new customers $200 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Bet the money line, point spreads, player props, and so much more. Plus, you can combine your bets for an even bigger payday with a same-game parlay. Just make sure to sign up with promo code GARY. That's Gary, G-A-R-Y, at FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. If you haven't tried FanDuel, now's the perfect time to give it a shot, because the only thing sweeter than watching the finals is cashing in on all the action. So join today with promo code GARY and turn a $5 bet into $200 in free bets, win or lose. Make every game feel like Game 7 with FanDuel Sportsbook. That's FanDuel, an official partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Looking for better paying hourly work or even a new career? Millennium Search hires for the Mid-South's best companies like, well, we can't say the name, so let's just say you can climb a career ladder in these shoes. Visit jobswiththebest.com. Jobswiththebest.com.
Hey, Dad, cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
With the current complicated real estate market, what you need is the only agent who has the exclusive strategic options to sell your house, and that person is Josh Hysall, a man who knows how to navigate the market and get your home sold quickly and stress-free. With his Buy Before You Sell program, Josh can give you the cash that'll help you negotiate the terms you desire on your new home. For maximum convenience, Josh can even make you an instant cash offer on your current home, and don't forget he always offers flexible fees and no upfront cost. He'll let you out of the contract at any time, risk-free. So please call the only agent I would trust if I need to sell my home. It's Josh Hysall with the Josh Hysall team of Keller Williams Realty. 901-461-8147, that's the number. Or just look up joshhysall.com or Google Josh Hysall team.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, H-I-S-A-W. Go to joshhysall.com.
The smoke is back at Church's. Our $6 Smokehouse Chicken Meal is a juicy half chicken served with mashed potatoes and a honey butter biscuit. All that for just $6, but not for long. Church's, welcome to the great state of flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber. When part of your offense isn't firing on all cylinders, it shows. And sometimes the only solution is to replace that part with something new. It's true on a championship team, and it's also true with cars. That's why I love eBay Motors. They have all the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them. That way, you can get the parts you need to make your car a winner. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro Refrigerant and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate, plus earn double O rewards points with the purchase of select AC Pro refrigerant products. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro Refrigerant at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's easy to think all money managers are pretty much the same. But at Fisher Investments, we're clearly different.
Different how? You sell high commission investment products, right?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission-based investment products.
Well, you must earn commissions on trades.
Nope. Never at Fisher. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in our client's best interest. It's the highest standard of care for a financial advisor.
How do you know what's in their best interest?
We get to know our clients and then tailor a portfolio based on their goals and needs.
But you probably sneak in some hidden and layered fees.
No. We have one transparent management fee, structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, you really do look out for your clients.
That's because our top priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. It might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
What's up? Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show. On
AM, ESPN. Walk the hill with the mean view. Nice house. If you look out, you can see some eagles and a few yachts. Got a roommate. He won't move out. If he won't smoke, he the cool out. And he drilled. Got the two out. It's the Wolf Gang. Brooklyn Zoo out. Wu-Tang, you get you out. Then we woo out. It's a split mode, and they know you like the out. I'm cool, and his mouth wet. He a poo now. Used to stage die, but they sue now. I was too hot. TLC waterfalls on my chest, help me cool out. Got too many calls to go call. They catching dust, won't even stall. Illo with lemon heads looking like ball. Keep your protect, I spent that on all. How? I don't know, but I know that stage a million to show. Stuck in my ways, they say how so. First, put a bike on the rolls.
Yeah,
got a golf controversy earlier today. Hideki Matsuyama, former Masters champion, was in a playoff at TPC Southwind last year, disqualified from the Memorial because he had an illegal substance on the face of his three wood.
Oh, what's that? Like, what would an illegal substance in golf be? I've never heard of that.
Nobody's ever suggested one to me.
Yeah, what, like, what would illegal substance on his, like, how would you benefit? Like, I don't, like, what could you put on your golf club that would benefit you?
Well, I saw a picture of it. It's his three wood, and it's got, like, a white circle almost on it, and some people suggested he was using that to, like, line up better, but, like, he's a professional golfer. You need to line up better. The way the story reads is that he had a substance that is not allowed on the face of his three wood. And by the time they caught it, they noticed it. Apparently there was a picture on Instagram of it.
Okay.
And so then somebody called the rules officials and said, "Hey, you need to look at this. Matsuyama's three wood's on Instagram and it doesn't look like it's legal." And so they went and caught him on, like, the first green, and they were like, "Have you used your three? Like, are you carrying?" It was like, "Are you carrying your three wood?" He was like, "Yes." "Can we see it?" "Sure." Shows it to him. They're like, "Have you used this?" He said, "Yeah, I just teed off with it." And they, at that point, the damage, as they said, was done because you have used an illegal club. They told him to keep playing while they consulted with other rules officials. So he kept playing. He played 2, 3, 4, 5.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually they disqualified him because of an illegal substance. Golf has some weird rules.
Yeah, I mean, it's like what you said. I think it's got to be something to where you're lining the ball up with the face of your club.
Yeah, I don't know enough about it.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I just know that if you had Hideki Matsuyama to win the Memorial.
Damn. I'm sure a lot of people did. He's a great golfer.
He's a great golfer.
Dang. Maybe they voided it, but he already played.
We were walking to the car after the playoff at TPC Southwind last summer. It says me and my wife and my little guys. And, we, you know, golf is kind of weird because you're just sort of walking to your car. Mm-hmm. But all these golfers park in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Okay. They're just like, they're just parked in the parking lot. And so we're walking by, and Hideki Matsuyama was out there. And this is, you know, a few months after he'd won the Masters. Mm-hmm. He was just standing there, you know, talking to his caddy. And they were, like, loading up the car and whatever. And I was like, oh, man, it'd be kind of cool to get the little guy's picture with Hideki Matsuyama.
Of course.
They didn't know who he was, but it was like, get a picture with Hideki Matsuyama. The guy just won the Masters.
Of course.
And I was about to ask, even though I never do. And then I was like, he also just lost a playoff.
He's down.
He might not be in the mood to take a picture with two randoms. But then again, he's a nice guy, I think. So he probably would have been fine.
I think he could have done it.
Did you ever see the pictures? This was a thing. After he won the Masters, somebody took a picture. He was at the airport in Atlanta the next morning. So he wins the Masters on Sunday. So on that Monday morning, like 6 a.m., he's just sitting in the airport at, like, you know, Terminal A, Gate 32, with the green jacket.
Like, that's cool.
He's carrying it on. You know, he didn't check his luggage, and he was boarding a flight to Tokyo.
He was going back to cool.
So, like, people are walking through the airport. They're like, there's Hideki Matsuyama in the green jacket.
I think I'd have to ask him for a picture.
At that point?
Hey, can you toss on the green jacket real quick? Let's get a photo.
I think 6 in the morning in an airport, everybody's just trying to mind their own business.
Probably so.
You ever been in an airport at 6 in the morning?
Yes.
It is a miserable.
It is miserable.
I used to take these flights to New York on the Monday mornings during the season. I would take a 6 a.m. direct.
Mm-hmm.
To LaGuardia, because my idea was like, I'll get there by, I think you'd land at like 9:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. local time. And it was like, I'll get there at 9:30 in the morning, then I've got the whole day.
Yeah.
But you're dead.
You're so tired.
You just want to go straight to the hotel and go to sleep. It's not worth it. But I did that for an entire season. So you're like, my wake-up call's like 4:15 in the morning.
Nah.
And that's no way to live. You can't get up at 4:15 in the morning.
No.
That's outrageous behavior.
Yeah, if my kid wakes me up before 6, it's like ruins my day.
Dude, one time on the plane, we landed, and I was so hard asleep, they couldn't wake me up.
Oh, wow.
Like, they couldn't wake me up. I got
a, dude, throw some water on your face?
Well, how about this? I got a text message from one of my buddies, and or maybe like a phone call. I'm on the plane. At this point, I had woke up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'd finally, but like I looked up, everybody's off the plane.
Yeah.
It was like I was drugged,
yeah.
But I wasn't.
Uh-huh.
I was just out. And my buddy had called and said, yo, I was just checking on you. One of my buddies was just on the flight and said, yo, they can't wake GP up. Like, yo, I was getting off the plane, and I saw GP, and they couldn't wake him up. Like, I had, like, 3 flight attendants trying to wake me up. And you know what that was? Getting up at 4:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yep. It might have been having a couple of drinks at 6 o'clock in the morning on a flight.
That'll do it.
It could have been a weird combination of things. But that's when I decided this is not the way to live. Nobody likes to live like this, except for maybe Hideki Matsuyama, who was taking a 6 a.m. Back to Tokyo with the green jacket draped over his shoulder. And today he was disqualified from the memorial. Boo to the golf rules people. Let Hideki Matsuyama won the Masters last year. If he wants to put a substance on his club.
Yeah, show him some respect.
Show him some respect. His caddy bowed at Augusta National to the 18th flag. Show this man some respect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying he wasn't cheating, because I don't know. I'm just saying it's Hideki Matsuyama. If he wants to use a foreign substance, it's fine with me. FanDuel Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the 75th NBA Finals. And to celebrate 75 years of the NBA, FanDuel has given all customers a $75 referral bonus. That's right. You're going to give and get $75 in site credit when you invite friends to join America's number one sports book. Here's how it works. Invite your friends from the app. Make sure they sign up with your referral link. And as soon as your friend makes any bet of at least $10, you'll get a bonus. Both of you get the bonus. Offer ends tonight, though. Soon as game one of the NBA Finals tips off, so take advantage of it now. Don't miss your chance to bet the finals with a bonus. And if you're new to FanDuel, you can also sign up with promo code Gary to get free bets after your first bet. That's promo code Gary at FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Referred players must wager $10 or more within 28 days after signing up. Limit 10 referrals. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires after 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. Be back with Dinner to Go.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. New customers in Tennessee can download the BetMGM app and place a $10 money line wager on any NBA Finals game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. This is Jeffrey Wright inviting you to use code WRIGHT200, W-R-I-G-H-T-200, when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use code WRIGHT200, W-R-I-G-H-T-200, to win $200 in free bets if either team hits a three-pointer in any NBA Finals game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
In the past, the conversation around personal mental health has been virtually non-existent. Fortunately, people everywhere are opening up to the idea that talking about our emotions and experiences isn't something to be ashamed of. But even though the narrative is changing, we still live in a world where finding support can be difficult. We knew there had to be a better way to help people take care of themselves and to take the mystery and stigma out of therapy. That's where BetterHelp began. I'm Danny, co-founder of BetterHelp Online Therapy. Our mission is simple: find a way to make professional therapy accessible, affordable, and convenient for everyone. With BetterHelp, you can connect to a therapist by phone, video call, or even text message. You can contact your therapist when it's convenient for you. And if your therapist isn't the right fit, you can switch anytime, because BetterHelp is designed with you in mind. See why over 2 million members have trusted BetterHelp for online therapy. Go to betterhelp.com/youfirst and get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/youfirst.
A new era in public safety begins with you. Join us for the Memphis Police Department Hiring Expo, Saturday, June 4th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 170 North Main Street downtown. We'll be taking applications, performing basic testing, and interviewing candidates on site. Free parking located at Poplar Avenue and Front Street. Benefits include a $15,000 sign-on bonus, up to $10,000 relocation assistance, and free health insurance. For more information or details, visit joinmpd.com.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Switch now and get an iPhone SE for $0, all on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line, excluding tax. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm so bossy, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish, as I'm sure you know by now. It is so smooth you can drink it straight. Doesn't mean you gotta drink it straight. Just means it's an option. If that's the way you want to get down, you can get down that way. I promise you it's what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. Wouldn't make any sense for me, you, anybody else to spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam. It's the best value you're going to find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy. And if you're into flavored vodkas, they make a bunch. Watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, red berry, peach, pineapple, coconut, passion fruit. The list is long. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, That's the bottle for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Let's do dinner to go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Whole bunch of stuff. But let's circle back to the story we were just talking about. Hideki Matsuyama disqualified at the memorial for having a substance on the face of his three wood. Reading more about it, it was like a whiteout type substance. And it's just obviously not allowed. Not sure. The story doesn't say what advantage he could have. By having that substance on the face of the club, but it does make it clear that kind of substance on the face of a club is not okay. You can do little Sharpie dots for alignment purposes, and you can put stuff in the grooves, but to have, they said it was like a whiteout substance on the face of the club, simply not allowed. And here's what's interesting. They said he's been warned about this before.
Oh, wow.
With his driver. Like, you cannot have, what you're doing to this club is not allowed. Is Hideki Matsuyama a cheater? Does he have no moral code?
It's possible.
It's possible he has no moral code.
I need to know more about this substance.
We're going to have to, I'll investigate tonight. I'll figure out what's going on. I'll know more about this tomorrow.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Game one, NBA Finals. Chase Center, San Francisco, California. 8 o'clock on ABC. It's the Celtics and the Warriors. Golden State, 3.5-point favorite at home. The total's 214. How you feeling?
I think, because I said I think the Celtics win the series in seven, I'll just go ahead and roll with Celtics plus 3.5 tonight.
Boston plus 3.5 is the official play of Big Bet Bennett, and he is also taking the Celtics in the series. Have you seen our latest series prices?
No.
Well, we should probably look those up real quick so we know what you're dealing with here.
See.
I've got it right here.
Okay.
Boston Celtics are plus 130 and Golden State is minus 150. So that really hasn't changed since the finals were set. That's about what it was, if not exactly what it was. Just the second we knew it was going to be Boston against Golden State. So it has stayed stable, but you're going to take the Celtics plus 3.5 tonight. And you've got the Celtics in the series at plus 130. I wish you luck.
Thank you, GP.
What should I watch on TV? Presented by Edwin Watts Golf.
Well, President Biden is speaking to the country at 6:30, so we should probably all watch that. And I'm sure that'll be not divisive at all.
Right.
I'm sure everybody
will go over great.
I'm sure
everyone
it'll go.
Will
I'm, I'm sure everybody's going to love it.
Yeah.
Also, the 2022 Scripps National Spelling Bee Finals tonight.
Oh, the final?
You watch these little nerds spell words?
I like watching them spell words. Yeah.
You remember like when we had
I've always been jealous of that.
Of being able to spell words?
Yeah, yeah. I
can spell some words.
I got knocked out pretty early. I advanced to like the champ, the round in elementary school where you play against like all the other classes. I like got out of my class and was going against the other classes, and I choked. Yeah.
You choked? What, do you remember what word you missed?
It was ladder.
Ladder?
Uh-huh.
Is it?
It was kind of tricky, so
I'm going to need you to use it in a sentence.
So it was L-A-D-D-E-R, ladder.
That's what I was going to do. But for the record, that is exactly the way I was going to spell that.
But in my mind,
I'd have smoked your ass in a spelling bee.
But in my mind, because I was nervous on the stage, I was thinking ladder, like the ladder of the two.
You got to ask him to use it in a sentence.
I know, and I did, and I choked it. I was like, oh, L-A-T-T-E-R.
Oh,
like,
God.
Yeah. And
is it your first spelling bee?
Yeah.
These nerds always ask for it to be used in a sentence.
I know.
It's the first
I just
thing
got
they do.
Scared.
Even if the word is like flower,
mm-hmm.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Yeah. If they know, they're going to ask.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Because they're just
right.
buying time.
Yep.
Even if the word is like robot, can you use it in a sentence? Really? You getting me to use robot in a sentence, you little nerd?
Yes.
Remember we had like a six-way tie or something?
I do remember that, yeah.
And there was some thought that we had run out of words, that these little nerds have mastered every word mm-hmm. in the dictionary.
They found some. They found some extra words.
I don't know what it's going to look like, but it comes on television tonight at 7 o'clock. It's on ION. Do you know what that is?
What?
They've moved it to a new network.
ESPN got rid of the spelling bee?
It's on ION.
That is a massive downgrade.
Let's see what ION,
don't they play like, do they play movies and stuff on that channel?
Man, I couldn't even begin to tell you.
I'm familiar with the channel. I don't know what they play, but I've heard of it. Like, I know I've watched
ION
something on
Television
that.
Is an American. It might be ION.
I'm sure it's ION.
ION is American Broadcast Television Network owned by Katz Broadcasting, a subsidiary of EW Scripps Company. Oh, they try to keep this in-house.
Oh, so they thought they were getting cute.
They're getting cute.
I bet you the TV ratings say otherwise.
Yeah, because on ESPN, it's just like, hey, you don't even know that it's on, but it's like, oh, wow, the Spelling Bee's on.
Of course
I'm going to
watch it, yeah.
The Spelling Bee's on. Let's watch these little nerds spell some words. Ain't nobody going to... Ain't nobody